SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. Over 70% of adults have gambled in the past 12 months. It's clear Australians love it. But the impacts and possible harms of gambling are different across our diverse communities.
Gambling was introduced to me at a very young age. So there would be an adult table playing mahjong or cards, and then there would be a children table playing mahjong or cards. So it was very much monkey see, monkey do.
Paul Fung is in recovery from gambling harm. A third-generation Chinese migrant, Paul was introduced to gambling at the age of 7. He learned from family and friends playing in restaurants and underground casinos.
So before the legal age of 18 in Australia, I was already betting.
This soon developed into a daily occurrence.
It was the thrill of winning and, you know, sort of an achievement of having a financial gain. The habit started to get an increase as I got into my adulthood.
Paul says after years of gambling, he reached a tipping point. After receiving $1 million home loan, he lost it all in 10 days. That's when he decided to get help.
It's life or death. Basically, I have either path to choose. If I'm going to continue down this path, I think it's going to, you know, take me to the end.
Now in recovery, Paul can see how culture played a major role in his relationship with gambling.
Gambling was so normalised within my family dynamic and within many, you know, Chinese or Asian family dynamics. I mean, it's not really challenged or criticised. So I think they link a little bit of luck with spiritual stuff. I think commercially, that's how they play with it.
Paul says he witnessed casinos target and tear apart his community, particularly when Melbourne's Crown Casino opened in the 90s. Crown describes Asian customers as a key market. In a submission to the Australian Productivity Commission, they said they had rolled out specific cultural awareness training and hired multilingual staff.
So it's sort of really intertwining and, you know, making you feel like they are part of, you know, your culture, and they want to celebrate with you.
The submission stated this was to ensure casino services are offered with the Asian customer in mind. But Paul says it changed the Chinese community's relationship with gambling, taking it from family game nights to poker machines.
The money was sort of going around in circles. Then everybody started to filter to the casino, and families didn't catch up as often. And I still see people and hear the stories throughout those times of, you know, there was broken families, broken relationships, loss of life, loss of business. It was sad to see and hear.
According to a study by the Australian Institute of Family Studies, problem gambling rates in the Australian Chinese community are between 2 to 8 times higher than the general population.
We do see many Chinese favorite casinos. People like to test their lucks in more formalized setting and the high stakes.
That's Grace He. She works at EACH, a gambling help service in Chinese Peer Connection.
We observe that a younger generation not only use gambling to foster social bonds, but more exposed to online gambling and sports betting, influenced by all sorts of ads and social media. Younger generation also have higher financial aspirations, more vulnerable to high-risk gambling behaviors.
While casinos target wealthy and middle-class Chinese, those from different backgrounds are also at risk. Martin Thomas is the chief executive of the Alliance for Gambling Reform. He says gambling organisations deliberately prey on those who live in lower socioeconomic areas, which typically consist of those from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds.
Clearly, there is a strategy within the gambling industry to target minority groups in many cases, but certainly people in working areas where they can least afford it.
Even when it comes to advertising, Martin says it doesn't discriminate.
Gambling companies spend an extraordinary amount of money on advertising. In fact, in Australia last year, there was 1 million ads that were placed online and on our screens. Some of that is directed towards non-English speaking communities as well.
Australians lose $32 billion a year in gambling. According to the latest figures from the Queensland Treasury, that's more per person than any other nation in the world. And while some of us come from backgrounds where gambling is part of the culture, like Paul, other migrants have come from places where betting is stigmatised or even illegal. So how can we prevent gambling harm in our diverse communities?
Often with quite a lot of communities, they see it as a failure. Some even religiously, it is prohibited. They keep it hush-hush, so they will not go and approach support or counselling. These factors makes it very, very hard for cult communities to seek support or assistance or to seek help from mainstream services.
That's why Elsa Bree, Senior Community Engagement Officer with Diversity Programs and Strategy Hub at Sydney Local Health District. He works directly with diverse communities and says his main aim is to break the cycle of shame and stigma when it comes to gambling harm.
It is really important not to point the finger, not to blame, not to say you are a failure. What have you done? It's so important to acknowledge the situation. We need to talk about it. We need to really give them that support and love and say, yes, it is something which I know it's out of your control. So what can we do? We need to encourage everyone to talk about it.
Paul agrees, urging those who are concerned about their gambling to talk it through.
When I realised I could talk about it and that there are others, it allows you to understand, you know, it's quite a common issue. And then from there, it's just realising and understanding the effect that gambling harm has on yourself, but also on others.
To start the conversation, call the Gambling Helpline on 1800 858 858. This episode was produced by SBS Examines and presented by Olivia Diorio. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.